Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a stupid sports story, but also since we're going to do a little Gary story here, we should also mention that Donda came out over the weekend, and Kanye says that Universal released the album without his permission.
Okay.
I'm interested in getting Gary's take on that as a Kanye super fan, what he thinks about it.
Yeah, this whole segment is just a bunch of BS stuff happening in the world right now. Okay, let's keep going.
All right, Mets. Javi Baez, former Chicago Cub, said in a press conference that the reason that they were giving a thumbs down signal when they reached base was because they were getting booed when they weren't performing by the fans at Mets games. And so if they're going to give a thumbs down, or if the fans are going to boo them when they don't perform, then when they do perform, they're going to boo the fans by giving them a thumbs down.
Yeah, his exact quote was, when we don't get success, we're going to get booed. So they, the fans, are going to get booed when we get success.
Listen, I like it. I like it. I'm a fan. Dude. Maybe I'm biased because I like Javi Baez because he was a Cub. But you look. Fans are real hard on these players. We're hard on these players. And I think it's – maybe he shouldn't have said it, but, you know, I didn't like the Mets throwing them under the bus too, saying – and it wasn't just Javi Baez. I didn't like the Mets, you know, front office throwing them under the bus and saying it's unacceptable and whatever. I mean
– they can do whatever.
Don't boo your own players.
Those fans have a lot of reason to boo that team.
Well, yeah.
And those players, they get paid a handsome, handsome salary. Like, no sympathy for me. It's lame.
To do a thumbs down signal?
Yes, they are lame for doing that. Like, just if
you're not a fan of the people that, well, I guess they technically haven't done it because the Mets aren't very good, but like, shutting them up, like I kind of like that, like the people who have the doubters and the haters, and then they end up playing great, and then they, you know, everybody has to come back around on those guys.
It's not going to shut the fans up. In fact, it's going to make it way, way worse for those players. Like, they are going to get.
It depends on how they play. That's the thing for me. Like, this is a totally out there analogy, but like, let's go back to when Dylan Brooks was. People were really low on Dylan once upon a time. And had Dylan said something along this lines, and then he comes out and he's the hero that he was through the play-in run and into the playoffs, I think people would come around to Dylan Brooks pretty fast. I think if Javi Baez starts hitting nukes every night, people are going to come around to him pretty fast, and this thumbs-down thing won't matter in the end.
Maybe not. I think they look like complete idiots, but I guess I can understand the counterpoint.
Story number four.
Tubby Smith is returning to Kentucky.
How about that?
Yeah, John Calipari announced this on Twitter earlier today, that they're going to honor him at the Kentucky game. Good for Tubby. I know it didn't end the way that, you know, he probably hoped.
But he deserves it. They won a national championship.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in Kentucky, so obviously there were a lot of Kentucky fans and people around me my whole life, and Tubby was never like loved like Patino, but he did win a championship there. Yeah. And there were some good teams there.
Sent guys to the NBA.
But we'll just, like, this is fine. I just don't like, It's a cool story. I just don't know how exciting this is going to be to Kentucky fans. Oh, we got Tubby Smith back in the building. I think it's just a nice gesture.
I think it's a nice gesture by Cal. And, you know, I'll be completely honest. I think one day Memphis should do that for Coach Cal.
Yeah. Well, that would be cool. I think
there's a lot of people out there that disagree with
no,
that.
No, I know. I
remember it got canceled. That they were going to do the thing that I don't know if was it a dinner or was it a it's honoring him at the FedEx Forum. They were going to do something and it got canceled right. Due to fan backlash. I actually think the university should have stood by that. And I mean, look.
How much easier would this be if Penny wins?
We have moved on. And I know that we like to, you know, of course, like the recruiting competition between Kentucky and everything. But we never play him. Like, at the end of the day, like, you had your most successful years with him as the head coach. Like, I don't know. I think eventually, you know, we all got to let bygones be bygones and embrace that, you know, we had some of the best Memphis basketball years ever with him as the head coach and give him a little bit of credit for that.
Sure.
Just my opinion.
And also, if Penny wins, like, if this team becomes really successful and he continues to beat out Kentucky for recruits, it makes it a lot easier to do that.
Right.
You know, yeah, like, 100%. It makes a lot easier to bring Cal to Kentucky to watch right. Imani Bates play basketball.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, remember this guy that you wanted to play for your team? Well, he plays for us now. And, yeah, you can get a front row seat. You can coach Kentucky and watch him play. Yeah, I thought that was a nice gesture. The other news about Kentucky is that they backed out of a game against Michigan. Earlier this season, they were going to play Michigan in London last year. I remember that was like one of the interesting college basketball mm-hmm. games. They canceled it because of COVID, and then they were going to do a home and home Ann Arbor and Lexington the next two seasons. They were supposed to play in Ann Arbor this year, and Kentucky said no because of scheduling uncertainty. Yet, like, they also have Kentucky or they also have Kansas and Ohio State and Notre Dame. And Louisville and all those teams on their schedules too. Yeah, I'd be fascinated to know the real reason why they backed out of that.
Yeah,
game.
No kidding.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
College football is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook is making week one even more exciting. Right now, all customers get a risk-free bet on any week one game. That's right, place any week one bet and get a refund and site credit if you don't win. This is Gary Parrish, and FanDuel is where I play because there are so many different ways to bet. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. They have fast payoffs, and all of this is why FanDuel is America's top-rated sportsbook. It's time for you to get involved. So just open the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, please sign up with promo code Gary to also get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10 unless otherwise indicated. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Mid-South, the time is now to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. You want to ride with 41 MPG Highway? We Gossett 2021 Kia Rio $249 a month. You want 0% at $282 a month? We Gossett with 2021 Kia Forte. And all-weather rugged 2022 Kia Seltos $332 a month. Plus, peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Trade up and get top dollar at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All $29.99 due at signing. Rio ME418570 at 0.9% APR. MSRP 17.2. Forte ME393458 at 0%. MSRP 19940. Celtos N724994866 at 1.9%. MSRP 23910. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only. Must finance through Kia on APR offer.
Get the ultimate mouth guard with affordable coverage from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Offering a large network of dentists and a variety of plans, you'll get better coverage than a defensive secondary. Learn more at DeltaDentalTN.com.
We can see your smile, and we think you should be able to see it too. With Delta Dental of Tennessee and Delta Vision, we can improve your overall well-being by keeping your teeth and eyes healthy. Visit DeltaDentalTN.com to find an affordable plan.
Lucius Commercial Roofing understands the hazards of lightning and thunder. Summer storms can damage your commercial property and expose issues you didn't even know about. Fix that leaky roof today with Lucius Commercial Roofing. Lucius will apply a durable, energy-efficient solution that not only fixes the issue, but improves it. Then, relax with a 12-year warranty from a company three decades strong. Get your free estimate today, 901-509-9082, or at golucius.com. Got roof damage? Go Lucius. Lucius Commercial Roofing.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on my columnist, the city's columnist, Daily Memphian columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, how are we?
I'm good, thanks.
I have been, you know what I've been doing the last couple days? I've been moving. And I truly think,
I truly think
of all common folk things you can do, like there are things worse to do than moving, right? But something that everyone has to do is move. And I just think that it's probably the absolute worst thing to do on earth.
That everybody does.
I can't think of anything else that would be worse than moving. It's so time consuming. It's so exhausting. And you just moved your kids back to school.
You're not to the point where you get a colonoscopy, for example, right? So like everyone gets a colonoscopy, but you're asleep for the colonoscopy. You just have to drink the stuff and the day before. And empty out the system, but then for the actual, you're not like lugging things around during the colonoscopy, you know. So, and I don't know if medical things count anyway. Other stuff you have to do. Mowing your lawn's much better than moving. There's not
mowing the lawn can be peaceful.
Yeah, it can be therapeutic, like Zen. I don't know. I agree. And one of the great fictions, I've said this before, is that. You know, you never ask your friends to help you move. I'll give you a beer and a pizza.
I would never.
Keep your beer, keep your pizza. I don't want to help you move. No. The last time I moved, I paid someone to pack and move. It didn't go well, but I did do it.
Pack and move?
That's correct. People will come in and pack your stuff if you pay them more. But what happened was, you can have someone. It costs a lot more. But you just leave your house, and they come in and pack everything up and move you, right? And but these people were pretty informal about it, and they arrived and were like, "Do you have any newspaper?" And I'm like, "What? You don't come over the home?" And then the assistant, there was one gentleman, and then an assistant, and he pointed to a framed copy of the Aniston Star, the commercial appeal, or something that I had on my wall, and he said, "There's one, boss." And at that point, you either decide, you know what, I'll get another mover, I'll move myself, or you just leave. And I just left, and I said, this will be what it will be. But I haven't moved in about 10 years, and one of the reasons I'm not selling my house now that I'm an empty nester, I don't need this big a house, is that I don't want to move. It's not that I don't want to be moved. It's exactly what you put your finger on. Moving is awful. And you're young. You don't have as much stuff as you will when you're, you know.
I'm surprisingly discovering that I have a lot more stuff than I thought I had.
Everyone does, but just wait till you're 40. See how much stuff you got. And then when you're 50 and if you had kids and all of that and you're moving, oh, my God. Or 40 and had kids. It's just the worst. I agree. So, anyway, well, I hope you're mostly happily moved.
Okay, let's talk Tigers, because I spent the opening segment talking about the quarterback situation, and you just put out a column about the quarterback situation. Should we be nervous?
Well, it's not ideal. Listen, there are two possibilities here. One is that Ryan Silverfield knows who he has as a quarterback, knows who his starter is, and he just doesn't want to tell you. And that's a very realistic possibility. because he has been so buttoned up much more than his predecessors. Just he's cut down on access to everything. You know, he himself talks once a week as opposed to every day like Norvell used to do. The quarterbacks have not spoken unless it's for a paid gig, right? Like they haven't allowed the quarterbacks to talk to the media. They're like the practices are closed earlier. You have to, like, everything is more buttoned up than it used to be. He's more of your paranoid football coach. And so it's possible that he knows exactly who it is and he just doesn't want to tell you. Indeed, the last time this happened was exactly 20 years ago. It was heading into the 2001 season. That's the last time Memphis didn't know who their quarterback was. Tommy West was the head coach at the time, and they were playing Mississippi State, and he literally said, I want to get every advantage I can. But, of course, they were playing Mississippi State. They weren't playing Nicholls State. And then every year since then, there has been a quarterback named. And it hasn't always been the best quarterback in the world, you know. It's been our Keelan Hall, and it's been Cannon Smith, and it's been – I mean, there's been lots of players named who you know, and then, of course, then it was Brady, and it was – I mean, Paxton, and it was Jacob Karam, and it was, like, lots of – and every single coach has named their starter at least a week before, every single one for the last 20 seasons. So this is certainly uncommon. So, again, he's either being paranoid, which is a little weird given that it's Nicholls State.
Right. That's the thing.
Or else someone hasn't asserted themselves sufficiently. Because the truth of the matter is, if there was a clear number one, he would identify them. That's what happened last year. Like, there was a clear number one. He didn't have any problem saying Brady White's my quarterback. You know, like, so very clearly he does not have a clear number one. That's what I think, and is it disconcerting? Sure, I think it is. I think pretty clearly, if he had a great conviction, at one point, after basically saying, hey, I love this, this is the best thing ever, you know, I sleep well at night, I'm just so happy we've got three great quarterbacks or four great quarterbacks or whatever else, he did at one point finally say, listen, there's no Paxton Lynch here, there's no Riley Ferguson here, there's no Brady White here. Now, he didn't mean that one of these quarterbacks couldn't become that, but he said right now there's not a sure number one, or he would have named them. So is that worrisome? Yes. It doesn't mean it's fatal. Doesn't mean one won't emerge during the course of the season. Indeed, the last time this happened, again, which is 2001, Travis Englund was the starter against Mississippi State that day, but Neil Suber played. And so did a quarterback who, over the course of the year, would come to claim the job and then become a longtime starter and record setter, and that is Danny Wimpine. So it's very possible that even though he can't name the quarterback today, that you know, one will emerge over the course of the year.
I think the thing for me is, like, it's the paranoia comment, you know? It's if we're worried about Nicholls State and that's the reason why we're not naming the starting quarterback, shouldn't there be more concern than just the quarterback? To me, that's the part.
Well, I don't know that it's paranoia.
We don't know this, right? I'm just saying, like, that.
Have conviction. I will say, I've said this, and I mean, I like Ryan, but I've been disappointed that he hasn't, in the way that he's conducted the sort of public part of this, in terms of drumming up enthusiasm for the season. I don't think he's taken much more the Tubby Smith approach than the Mike Norvell approach, in terms of, you know, of doing everything he can to whip up enthusiasm for the year.
How much of it's COVID, though? Like,
well, that, I mean, some of it's very clearly COVID, but not all of it's COVID. You know, I mean, some of it's very clearly COVID, but not all of it's COVID. And then it's an interesting question. I mean, I respect the COVID part of it, you know, 100%. Like, if you're just being careful from COVID, I get that. It is interesting. Most football programs now have some – no one cares about this, and I'm not complaining about this. Most football programs have some in-person access, you know, some in-person press conferences, in-person, like, that's how they're doing it. And some do not. But most do, but that's fine. You know, but, like, he he put all kinds of positions on Zoom. He didn't put a quarterback on Zoom. Like, that's not COVID, you know. Right. Literally, the only thing anyone's interested in is the quarterbacks, right? And you didn't get access to any of the quarterbacks. Like, that's just being paranoid. That's not, because I think the quarterback's more apt to catch COVID on Zoom than the defensive back who I had to go on Zoom. That's just being paranoid, which is fine. Like, in the end, then it puts more pressure on you to win, though. You know, if you're not whipping up enthusiasm with the way you conduct the program publicly, it puts more pressure on you to win.
Do you believe it's Ryan Silverfield's job to be the one that's whipping up enthusiasm?
Absolutely. 100%.
It's on him. 100% of it is on him.
No, not 100% on him, but no. The part of the job for being a Memphis coach, whether it's football, basketball, anything, is to realize that this is not a place that just sells itself all the time. And it's a mistake that Tubby made. Tubby made a mistake all the time. He said, if you win, they'll come, you know. And then Mike Norvell comes in and says, yeah, screw that. You know, I mean, you know, he just didn't like, you know, no. We'll be, you know, anytime you wanted me on the radio, Mike Norvell never said no on the radio because he knew he had to work to get people in. Right.
Right.
It was he considered it part of his job. That stadium, even when it's, you know, basically full, is half empty. You know, even a decent crowd, it's half empty. Memphis football is not Alabama football. It doesn't fill itself. This isn't about Silverfield at all. That's just any coach in Memphis. Yes, it is absolutely part of their job to be a promoter. 100%, 100% it is. And,
but I will say this, like, you know, signing Tevin Carter as big of a recruit as he is, it's not the same thing as getting Imani Bates. It's just not, that's just not how it works. Right. I mean, that's part of the deal here. But, you know, in a fair world, it would, you know, those types of recruits might mean the same thing to both programs, but it just doesn't do the same.
Let's be honest. Tevin Carter, as great as that was, is not the number one quarterback in the country.
Right.
He's just a very good program. He's a very good quarterback for that program. But he's not there's a fair world in which Imani Bates would be the same as Tevin Carter. They're just different level of recruits. Whether it's football, basketball, it doesn't even matter. Like, one is literally the best player in the country. And so if he signed the best player in the country, would he get equal pop? Sure he would. But he didn't sign the best player in the country. And he is a great recruiter. And I hope that translates, you know, into W's. I mean, the Tevin Carter thing was tremendous. He's a great recruiter. And historically, he's been, you know, great at reaching out to the community. I've just been surprised at how buttoned up, I'll be honest. It's been here. And I said it on my show. I don't recall an off season with less buzz about Memphis football lately. You know, and some of it's just because there's not returning quarterback, and some of it. So I do think that's part of his job. But
I would say clearly, if
they blow out McNichol State and then they go, you know, beat Arkansas State, they can create momentum for this season. There's no question.
Absolutely, I think they can. But I would also say, like, you know, I don't know. Yes, Ryan Silverfield, he can help whip up sort of some of the excitement around the team, but also I think just part of it is outside expectations. No, like, everybody's saying Cincinnati's going to win the conference. Like, it's not a competition. Cincinnati, like, no one's talking about Memphis winning the conference, and so I just think generally speaking that the expectations are going to be lower. The excitement level is not going to be as high, and that's no fault of Ryan Silverfield.
I didn't mean to turn this into a, you know, Ryan Silverfield's PR stuff. All the more reason, right, though, to get the faces of your quarterbacks out in front of the people, right? Right. All the more reason, because you don't have, hey, we're a top 25 team to sell, so let's sell this other stuff. Let's have Ryan Silverfield be on the radio three times a week. Not necessarily my show. I don't care. You know, whatever.
Right.
But, like, he's just not. You know, you just can't argue it. He's just not. And so that's fine. But I didn't mean to turn this into this at all.
Yeah, no.
I don't really. I you know, that part of the job, I've been disappointed with. Now, if he wins at a high level, that's tremendous. And he clearly is recruiting at a high level. And I thought, despite some criticism last year, he did a really remarkable job holding it together. But now he does not have a quarterback. I suspect Grant is going to be the quarterback, is going to be the starter. I suspect Seth Hennigan is going to, you know, get some playing time. And they could be fine at quarterback. But very clearly, it's not ideal to not have a quarterback a week before the season starts.
By week three when they play Mississippi State, this will be resolved, right? We won't be talking about two quarterbacks playing by week three?
Talking about two quarterbacks playing, but you could. I mean, what you see in a lot of these situations is, I mean, you could imagine, just for example, take any, you know, whatever. You could imagine Grant winning the job. Any number of ways this could go. Getting the job and then throwing three picks against Mississippi State and then losing the job. Like, when we used to have quarterback issues all the time, what happens is you bounce back and forth between quarterbacks. You stop bouncing between quarterbacks when you have one. You know, so yes, it absolutely could be resolved by Mississippi State if they have one who's, you know, who is worthy of it. The other thing is that what you've seen before is all three of the last six starters who were successful had moments when people doubted them, in particularly Paxton and Brady. And what happened was you had coaches who have absolute bedrock conviction in their quarterback. And Paxton Lynch was, you know how bad it was for Brady, right? With people booing him and saying Brady's not going to get it done. And heck, the person whose name was on this show said Brady's not going to get it done, right? That just can't lead a game winning drive, right? And you heard a lot of that. It was much worse for Paxton. And yet the coaches had such bedrock conviction in their starters that they never wavered. So what you want, ultimately, is Ryan to believe in someone and to be right, right? To have bedrock conviction in them and to be right, in the same way that my beloved Buffalo Bills had bedrock conviction in Josh Allen and were right. You don't want to have conviction like the Bears do in Andy Dalton and be wrong, but you want someone to have conviction about a quarterback and be right. And, you know, so first – Ryan has to have conviction in a quarterback, and then someone has to emerge. But if someone doesn't emerge, that's when you tend to be bouncing back and forth between one quarterback and another and another and another.
What's a good expectation for this team? Like, what's a good season for Memphis?
Well, that's the interesting thing is you talk about the reduced expectations. What's one of the amazing things about this is that the bar has been moved for Memphis football such that, like, eight wins is sort of taken for granted.
And isn't that hard to do? Like, it's hard to move now.
It's incredibly. It's almost unfair. The idea that if when you have a new quarterback, if you have a sort of adjustment year where you get seven wins, I actually think that's pretty successful, you know, particularly if it's someone who's going to be coming back the next year. And, you know, it's a little bit of a retrenchment year, but you don't have your quarterback. So, but I think it'll be perceived as a disappointment. If they win seven games, it will be perceived as a disappointment. And because the bar has been raised so high, and I think that's unfair to Ryan. This idea that Memphis football is just supposed to roll out of bed and win, you know, nine games or eight games without thinking about it is kind of crazy. So,
especially when considering the league will be probably better this year too. Like, there's going to be lots of good teams.
Yeah. Most people would say like, oh, eight's about right. But I think eight's an accomplishment. You know, most people would say, oh yeah, just go out there and win eight games. That's fine. If you do better than that, you know, that's great. But I think eight is an accomplishment. So I 100% think, you know, the expectations have been raised too high, and that's good. That's good. That means things have gone well.
All right. I really appreciate it, Jeff. I'm sure we will have plenty of time to continue this conversation as the week goes on, as we build up to game day.
Good. See ya. Bye.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to do a little Grizzlies talk. I had a piece that ran this morning, and it's pretty interesting examining what Ja Morant's third season in the NBA could look like. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9
FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the place to go for all of your computer needs is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. By now, you should be very familiar with Lee and Lauren Cooper. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show since day one for more than 11 years now, and the entire time they've been selling all types of computers and repairing all types of computers for people throughout the city. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Whatever you need, Cooper Systems either has it, or they can get it, or they can build it for you. Just call Cooper Systems at 901-360-9679. Talk to Lee, talk to Lauren, talk to any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what it is you're going to be doing on the computer. And then they'll find a computer that's perfectly suited for you. And if it's perfectly suited for you, guess what? It's going to be better priced for you. So you're saving money. You can spend that other dough somewhere else. 360-9679. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. They're on the web, coopersystems.com. Go check the website, coopersystems.com.
One of the things I love about betting on FanDuel Sportsbook is you get more than one shot to swing for the fences. Right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back in site credit each day. Just place a minimum five-leg baseball parlay, and if it falls one leg short, you get up to $25 back with parlay insurance. Why I love FanDuel. That's why it's America's number one sportsbook. The app, too, is simple to use. You'll love the new interface. And when you win on FanDuel, like we said, that payment comes in as little as 24 hours. In addition to the parlay insurance, if you haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet, new users can place your first bet risk-free. That's right, risk-free, up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the app now. Sign up with the promo code JSmith. That's J-S-M-I-T-H. FanDuel, the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
It's time to make this the summer event you've been waiting for at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. We got it all with 2021 Grand Cherokee El Laredo 4x4, $399 a month. 2021 Dodge Challenger XST, $398 a month. And 2021 Dodge Charger XST, $409 a month. Plus, get some serious performance in 2021 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4, $499 a month. And bring in your trade for top dollar and get a new Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat from Gossett. So drive past the rest, come for the best. Or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All must finance through Chrysler Challenger Charger, 75 months at 3.99 APR, all $49.99 down. Jeep Ram, 48 month lease, 10,000 per year, 25 cents excess mileage. Cherokee MH 16-1836, MSRP 44,235. Challenger MH 603-214, MSRP 32,505. Charger MH 602-256, MSRP 33,435. Ram MN 819-012, MSRP 59,110. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
You hear that? It's not just another sound effect. It's the sound of your life changing. Say goodbye to mediocrity and every normal phone you've had before. Unfold a whole new world with Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G and Z Fold 3 5G. Get more screens, more style, more attention. Take a break from toggling between select apps and take hands-free selfies. Take notice of everyone noticing you and show them how to live this life. Buy your Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G or Z Fold 3 5G at Samsung.com. 5G connection and availability may vary. Check with carrier.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym,
avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bar today.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My sweet cheeks feeling squeaky clean. When Charmin's rolling behind the scenes, Charmin TP gives me those cheeky clean feels. That ultra strong hype is all for reals. Those TP rolls got me a Charmin clean took us. Cheek to cheek feeling oh so shook it.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Spicy chicken nugs. We didn't say Wendy's, but you probably thought Wendy's, and you thought right. With a unique blend of spices, these are the spicy nugs that other spicy nugs wish they were. And with Wendy's new Ghost Pepper Ranch sauce, you'll reach new levels of spicy. So you're probably thinking, where's the closest Wendy's? Get the only 6-piece spicy nuggets worthy of their name for free with purchase in the Wendy's app.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's offer must be redeemed via the Wendy's app. App download and account registration required. Not valid with other offers. See offer and app for additional terms.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I said before the break we were going to talk about Ja Morant. I have a story up over at the Daily Memphian. I did a few Grizzlies superlatives, preseason superlatives, because at the time they had a roster about the size of a high school yearbook, and talked about a bunch of different guys in that section, but I figure we can get on to a couple of Grizzlies notes, news that just came out. Bobby Marks reported that the Grizzlies have not asked Juancho Hernan Gomez to report to camp, which generally suggests that he won't be on the roster. That's a little disappointing if that works out for me. Like I thought that he kind of fills a need.
Interesting.
And so, like, generally speaking, though, if they say you don't have to show up, it means that they're probably not.
I didn't even really – I mean, honestly, I haven't really thought about him too much, but I know he's a decent player. But I guess if you're looking at that big man rotation, like, I mean, they're rolling with their four guys.
That's fine.
Steven Adams, Jaren, Xavier Tillman, and Brandon Clark, right?
Yeah, but yeah. When you examine, I guess, kind of what the other options are there, mm-hmm. like, you're kind of deciding between, like, him and Sam Merrill and – Daniel Oturu.
Yeah, right.
So I just thought that, you know, you're going to be paying him anyway. If he's
might
the better
well
player,
on,
you
yeah.
might as well have him on the team. But clearly they have a different we don't know what they think yet, but if that news suggests that likely they're not going to hang on to him. But in the piece that I wrote, which I want to get into a little bit, we might get into this a few different times over the course of the week. Because there's a lot of pieces to it.
It's your show, bro.
I kind of...
Do whatever the hell you want to.
Yeah. I kind of talked about... I used some of the insight and intel I've gathered over the summer to talk about some of these different guys. And Ja Morant is one of them. I did a story earlier this summer with Ja Morant's camp and talking about, you know, their confidence that he's going to make a leap this year and sort of what they're doing with him, how they're trying to, you know, basically Ja Morant is their top client who's helping them build an NBA branch to this training facility down in Miami that was started by former Miami Dolphins and Chicago Bears wide receiver Brandon Marshall. And so, you know, all of that has been interesting, but the one thing that everyone has said, whether it be people within the Grizzlies organization or those trainers, is that this is the year that Ja Morant is going to make a big leap. Like, this is the year you're going to see him truly become a superstar. And for some reason in my head, I thought about the quote from Zach Kleiman at the end of season media availability. And I went back and found it where he says he's, quote, a massively clear-cut all-star next year. As in, there will be no doubts that Ja Morant is going to be an all-star. And it may seem like it's been a quiet offseason for Ja. I mean, he's still a superstar, so you're going to see people tweet about him. I saw Overtime last night was tweeting out, you know, videos of him playing with his kid. And so, like, that stuff's always going to be around, but we haven't heard much from Ja, and I think that's intentional. Like, this, the game plan going into this offseason for him was work in the dark. Don't say anything about what you're going to do to get better. Just show up next season and prove that you're a lot better. So just because you haven't heard much about it doesn't mean that he's in the gym working on his three-point shot every day, because he is. It's just intentionally been a little bit quiet. So I wanted to sort of take this confidence you hear from inside the Grizzlies organization and this confidence you hear from his camp and really look at player, not exactly the same. Like, Ja Morant is one of one. He's not really, he's hard to compare to other players in the league, but just look at other athletic point guards with great vision and see how they sort of transformed in year three versus year two. So the three guys I chose to look at, and you can disagree if you don't think Ja's like any of these players, but were Russell Westbrook, Derrick Rose, and De'Aaron Fox. All very, very good players, two of which are MVPs. All three of those guys had about a five-point leap from their second year in the NBA to their third year in the NBA, which doesn't seem like that's not out of the realm for Ja Morant at all, especially if he shoots better than last year. And he showed during his rookie season he's probably a better shooter than he was last year. So if we see improvement there, along with what you saw at the end of the season in the play-in and the playoffs, I think that's a real possibility. And, like, I don't know if people really have a grasp on, like, what that would mean if he were to make a leap like that, which, as I'm pointing out, is pretty common among elite point guards like this. That would make Ja Morant the leading score, like, for average for a season, the highest scorer in franchise history. Like, that puts Ja Morant alone in that department just by having a regular improvement going into next season. Like, to put himself already at the top of Grizzlies players when it comes to superstardom. Also, if he does that, he would be averaging right around 24.5 points and a little bit under 8 assists if he follows the same trend. You know what Derrick Rose was averaging the year that he won an MVP? 25 points and right around 8 assists.
How about that?
Like, it's – I'm not saying Ja Morant's going to win the MVP. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. But it's not crazy to think that this guy is going to become, like, a premier player in the NBA, not just a guy who's a bottom-tier all-star that we think about later on down the line, but, like, a guy with the group of the true superstars, like the Lukas, the Kevin Durants, the Kyrie Irvings, like one of those guys. If he makes this leap that these other guys have made, we're going to be sitting here next year talking about, you know, can Ja Morant really, you know, be an MVP candidate? That's crazy.
Do you agree with Clinton? Is next year the All-Star season?
It'd be I would be surprised if it wasn't.
If he's not an All-Star this upcoming season.
From everything that I have heard surrounding him from the end of the season until now and the amount of work that he's put in, like, I would be surprised if Ja Morant doesn't turn out to be an All-Star.
Yeah.
To me, he is the storyline. I mean, obviously the other big thing to follow this offseason has been Jaren Jackson's extension, whether or not that it's coming or not. The longer this thing goes, the less confidence I have that a deal is going to get done. I mean, in a perfect world, Jaren obviously would like to get a max deal. It just doesn't really make sense for the Grizzlies to give him a max deal right now, but maybe he can get a max deal. The Grizzlies made that Jonas Valanciunas trade, and there's still people that, I guess, it's hard to wrap your head around trading one of the best players on the team. But the Grizzlies had to accept.
I went to their garage sale this weekend and got a Jonas autograph.
Nice.
Like, yeah, 8x10. Yeah.
You have to
rest in peace.
You. He's not dead.
I know, but he got sent to NBA purgatory.
Right. You have to think about it from the Grizzlies' perspective, though, and they're trying to figure out which direction they want to take this team in the future. Jonas' contract was going to be up at the end of the season, and they had to ask themselves, are we going to play through the paint? Like, is that the type of team we're going to be? And the truth is that most of these championship teams aren't doing that. Like, of course, the Bucks had Giannis, who scored in the paint at will, but Giannis is not a guy like Jonas Valanciunas. Their skill sets are entirely different, mm-hmm. right? They had to ask themselves, are we going to be playing through the paint when this team goes from good to great? And the answer to that question is probably no, especially with Ja Morant on your team. And so, of course, there was risk involved in trading him. It was a big risk to send one of your best players there, your top rebounder and one of your best scorers, to somebody that's in your division. It was a big risk. But at the same time, you also have to think of it as they're making this play wanting to know what Jaren Jackson Jr. is. Because if Jaren Jackson Jr. is the center of the future and he can be this modern piece that Jonas Valanciunas wasn't, that fits with this style that they have envisioned when this team goes from good to great, which hopefully one day it will,
mm-hmm.
then you just made a really good bet. Whether, you know, Zaire Williams turns out to be good or bad, you're betting on, you know, Jaren being your future piece. You have to be able to see Jaren try to be that for a season. He hasn't even had a chance to try to be that with Jonas Valanciunas on the roster because he eats up so much of the time in the paint and the rebounds, and, you know, you got to give him the ball. He's one of your best players. And so you're now getting it. Like, part of the reason why I think that a deal after this season makes more sense is because you're finally going to get a true chance to see Jaren do that. Because with all due respect to Steven Adams, and I think he'll be a starter, you're going to see a lot of minutes with Jaren playing this futuristic, more modern offense that you brought Taylor Jenkins here to run in the first place. That's the other piece in all of this. You're trying to make this team fit what the vision was from the beginning. The vision has never changed. So in order to do that, it requires a little bit of risk. That's why you don't know what you have in Jaren Jackson Jr. You haven't seen it. You couldn't see it in the small sample size last year. You're finally going to see it. It doesn't matter what Zaire Williams does this year. And because of all of that, it makes more sense to sign him next year because you don't want to commit to somebody that's not going to work in that role. And you also, you could give him a deal now, but if it doesn't shake out, then you're putting yourself in an even tougher position. So if I were Jaren, and you can maybe answer this too, if I were Jaren, I'd probably take a deal for less than the max just because you're coming off of an injury and you mm-hmm. know that the Grizzlies are in a position where they pretty much have to pay you. But I wouldn't blame him at all either for just saying, look, I am that guy for the future. I am that guy who's going to be your center, who's going to be part of this team that goes from good to great, that goes from playing through the post to this modern offense. I am that guy. And if he can prove that this year, they'll give him a max deal.
I think that's true. I think that's right.
And maybe they have to pay him anyway, even if he isn't that this year.
There's that too.
But he's got to stay on the court.
He's got to.
He's got to stay on the court. If he can't stay on the court, then this thing gets a lot more complicated. Okay, when we come back, we'll do dinner to go and get out of here. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new users up with enhanced 30-1 odds for the first big college football game of the season. That's right, pick either Georgia or Clemson to win, and you could turn a $5 bet into a $150 payday. This is Gary Parrish, and FanDuel is where I play because there are so many different ways to bet. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. They have fast payoffs and And all of this is why FanDuel is America's top-rated sports book. It's time for you to get involved. So go make the most out of college football this week with enhanced 30-to-1 odds on Georgia versus Clemson. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Gary so they know I sent you. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you've got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Switching and saving with your local Geico agent sure is easy. As easy as tricking a dog by pretending to throw a tennis ball but then hiding it. Yes, he knows this trick. Every dog does. But when he sees that ball, it's so exciting. His tail wags, his mouth waters. And so he runs to chase the ball you did not throw. So yeah, Geico. Contact your local agent and see how easy savings can be.
Mid-South, the time is now to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. You want to ride with 41 MPG highway? We Gossett 2021 Kia Rio $249 a month. You want 0% at $282 a month? We Gossett with 2021 Kia Forte. And all-weather rugged 2022 Kia Seltos $332 a month. Plus, peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Trade up and get top dollar at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All $29.99 due at signing. Rio ME 418-570-60 at 0.9% APR. MSRP 17.2. Forte ME 393-458-60 at 0%. MSRP 19.940. Seltos N724-99-48-66 at 1.9%. MSRP 23.910. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only. Must finance through Kia on APR offer.
The Delta Fair is back. September 3rd through the 12th at the Agri Center. Spectacular carnival rides, livestock shows, and thrill shows. Meet Disney superstar Boo Boo Stewart from Disney's hit show The Descendants. Tons of free shows like a huge circus, Lady Houdini, motorcycle stunt show, white tigers, petting zoo, and more. Great music featuring Lathan Warlick, Big Smo, the Josephines, and more. Tickets available now at your local Kroger store. Discounted ride wristbands at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the Delta Fair, September 3rd through September 12th at the Agger Center.
Bet fearlessly on your favorite sports with a risk-free first wager up to $1,000 only at BetMGM. Sign up today using bonus code BETNOW and get in the game with the king of sportsbooks. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection builders, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use promo code BETNOW to make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Put yourself in the center of the action at BetMGM.
New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., or West Virginia only. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. And 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. In Tennessee, call or text the red line at 800-889-9789. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Promotion offer not available in Nevada.
I love the real estate business. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Marks Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time. What I love is having people ask me how some houses sell so quickly and others sit. That's an easy answer. Any agent can sit and tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to know. I give you options and alternatives. I'm a firm believer in preparation, presentation, and proper pricing. We discuss that and my unique Shell Bucks option. Beating your competition down the street or around the corner is the name of the game. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate agents and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why my strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You'll find out why people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Done, Rosengarten. 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. I'm just a puppet
here. If you want to. Welcome back. Final time today. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Big thanks to Chelsea Messenger for joining us earlier. Also to Jeff Calkins for joining us at 5 o'clock. Let's do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that Memphis football still does not have a starting quarterback. We suspect that it will be Grant Gunnell, the Arizona transfer, but he has been banged up, according to Ryan Silverfield, and the depth chart lists both him and Seth Hennigan as the starting QBs. They will both play against Nicholls State this weekend, or at least we suspect that. We'll see how the quarterback situation shakes out. Right now, it seems to be a big point of controversy, or at least the most interesting talking point around Tigers football right now.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
We'll go with Red Sox Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays currently lead the AL East, and this is tonight at 6. It's going to be coming up, actually, on ESPN at 6 o'clock. The Red Sox got passed by the Yankees after they won 13 straight in the AL East. And they've lost two in a row, though, the Yankees have. So Red Sox still trying to keep pace with the Yankees. Need a win tonight if they want to do that. They're only two games back of the Yankees right now. So we'll go with Red Sox Rays. That's going to be at 6 o'clock coming up on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
You got Monday Night Raw on USA at 7 o'clock. Cardinals at Reds on Bally Sports at 7 o'clock. And then, Drew, do you know who Bob Ross is?
The painter? Yeah.
The painter, yes. Okay, so there is a new documentary about him that just came out on Netflix, and it is called Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed. Here's the description.
Whoa.
Bob Ross brought joy to millions as the world's most famous art instructor, but a battle for his business empire cast a shadow over his happy trees. So I think I'm going to check that out tonight on Netflix.
That's a maybe from me.
I think Bob Ross, like, people really probably know him now from GIFs, right? Like, everyone uses the Bob Ross.
I feel like he's GIFs are memes. I feel like he's a stoner thing.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't he? Isn't, like,
I mean, maybe. I think he's just, like, weird art guy.
Well, I don't know. He was a I can't imagine, like, just wanting to sit. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
His show was on PBS for over 10 years, 1983 to 1994 on PBS, and of course he like taught the world how to paint, and he had the really cool poofy hairdo, so totally recognizable. But the documentary looks interesting. That's on Netflix if you want to check that out.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yes, I have my preseason setup for the Memphis Grizzlies over at dailymemphian.com. Jeff Calkins just wrote a column about the quarterback situation. We talked about it a lot, but you can get his take there. He has some good info about, you know, past quarterback battles at the University of Memphis, as well as a fan mailbag from Chris Harrington. Make sure you go all and check all that out at thedailymemphian.com. Obviously, it's going to be a big week there with all the Tigers basketball recruiting news of late, and Memphis football getting started up, and we are just about a month away from Grizzlies training camp, too.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
I will be back tomorrow hosting the show. We will be breaking down probably more Tigers football. We'll talk a little bit of Tigers basketball, I'm sure, since we kind of neglected that. It's Imani Bates time still.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Imani Bates week or month or year. All right, we'll figure it out eventually.
I think that's right.
Yeah. All right, appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. and Odyssey Station.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hisar. Just keep stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jerry's story, for instance. Josh's marketing strategy worked well for Jerry, who had a home out in Cairo he wanted to sell. Once Josh went to work, home was sold in just 2 days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Hisar. Your story can be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy. But only Josh Hisar can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hisar team of Keller Williams Realty. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, I trust you can trust him too. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hisar. Go to JoshHisar.com.
Hey, Mid-South, are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
We're ready, Randy, with the best ride you'll ever drive. 2021 Kia Forte LXS, we Gossett at $249 a month. 2022 Kia Soul GT, it's ready to ride at $305 a month.
And Jeff Allen, I hear you've got American-made 2022 Kia K5, now $379 a month, and every Gossett Kia comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
You heard the man, Jeff Allen. Don't miss the trade-up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
All $29.99 due at signing, all 72 months at 2.9 APR sold. N715-1544 MSRP 24200, K5NG103647 MSRP 28985, Forte LXS MSRP 20590, includes all rebates and incentives, fee at 695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021, dealer stock only.
So then I dropped some garlic and croutons on there, and the rest is salad history. I made the best salad ever, people, and now I'm making the best app. The Caesar Sportsbook app got live in-game betting, parlays, and Caesar rewards. Caesar salad ain't got nothing on my app. Nothing!
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Download the Caesar Sportsbook app. Your app is ready, Emperor.
Lucius Commercial Roofing understands the hazards of lightning and thunder. Summer storms can damage your commercial property and expose issues you didn't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.